You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
Hey, we found a lost episode with Robert Hickman, and we're excited to be able to find it, not only to find it, but we're going to play it for you. So here's that episode, and listen to it and enjoy it.
You know, it's one thing to start a course, but it's another thing to stay the course when the scale, the inches, the weight loss is going and not even doing anything or moving, and it's not going as fast as you want it to, and you're doing everything you possibly can. So at that point in time, how do you stay the course? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I'm Sean Mulroney.
Hey, everyone. Brandon Glore.
And this is the Obesity Revolution podcast, and we're so happy that you have joined us today. You know, Brandon, it's one thing to start. You know, it's better's the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So it doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you end. And I started pretty strong. It's been, you know, 9 months, you know, going on. I'm happy. But I don't want to just do it 9 months. I want to do it a year from now, 2 years from now. I want this to be my healthy lifestyle. But it doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you finish. And how do we stay the course is the question.
It's a process. It's not an overnight thing, obviously. We have to have a plan to take action. And starting it sometimes feels like the hardest part. But once you get started, it's actually the easiest part. It's the maintenance.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean? I mean, you're right. I get what you're saying, but what explain that.
So once you've overcome the fear and the anxiety to begin something.
Getting to the gym or coming to
work
out.
You usually realize it wasn't that bad to begin with,
yes,
you know.
Right.
Then it's the maintenance. It's the habits we create. It's the day-to-day grind that causes the work for us to put in place to receive the results we want to get to.
Sure. So that process is that, you know, you're right. My mind was telling me not to go to the gym or do this. So my mind was my biggest enemy. And you said it in an interview that we just had recently. When she asked you a question, she said, how much of the mind is it? What did you say?
99%.
Why is it 99% whenever we think, man, no, come on, the mind can't be 99%.
Whatever the mind does, the body will follow. And not saying that, you know, I'm going to have Sean think in his mind he's going to go run a marathon tomorrow, because that's not realistic, obviously.
But yeah. I'll roll a marathon. I can roll pretty good, but not run. I'll roll down that hill good.
It has to be a thought first, and we have to take that thought and then place it into action. So you had the thought of not coming to the gym, but you didn't go through with the action because you knew you were supposed to come. So once you convince yourself you're supposed to come to the gym, get the workout in, we got it in.
So it is 99% of the mind that if you get your mind right, what the mind believes the body achieves, you're going to achieve these things if you put it, and then you start the course, then staying on the course, you said it's a process.
Yes.
So I'm not going to be able to run a marathon today, but you told you, one of your visions for me is the hill that I have, is like a, you know, Pike's Peak. You did a video one time, you went up there, I couldn't believe you did it. You said, you see this hill right here? Sean isn't going to just walk up this hill, he's going to run up this hill.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, if I even step on that corner of that hill, I'm going to roll down that hill, especially in snow, I'll be an abominable, you know, snowball. Talk about a big snowball there. But that's the thing where I'm talking about is that you have that vision for me, and I think that's important of staying the course, of not only me having a vision, but having somebody like you having a vision for me and having a dream for me, and not parking it there and say, come on, you gotta. And even like with my wrist hurting or my knee hurting, you modify it, but you worked the dog stew out of me.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I got to check my pants because I think I poop my pants because you know, always, I'm well, like, whoa, what was that?
I want to reflect on that as well.
Go ahead. Please do.
I didn't work the dog stew out of you. You did it to yourself. I gave you the tools to do it. You pushed yourself to the limit. I just gave you the motivation, the accountability, and the tools to do it. You did all the work. So when it comes down to it, you're the one beating your own self up in a good way.
That's a great perspective, Brandon. Dude, I mean, you said that I didn't.
I can't do it for you.
It's me. I have to do
it. Yes.
And this, like we said, I used to say I hate, you know, Brandon whenever I'm sore, because I'll be sore tomorrow, I mm-hmm. guarantee it. And I used to say I hate Brandon, but now I say I hate fast food.
Yes.
You know, I hate, because why do we hate the one that's trying to, we said it before, why do we hate the one that's trying to get us the help?
Yeah.
You know, and you're right. You didn't beat the dog stew out of me. I did that.
That's right.
That's a, man, B, you are pretty impressive. I mean, I have to say, you're a smart feller. I was sort of wondering for some time. I knew you were a good trainer, but as far as the mind, I mean, where's that coming from, man? I mean, you're just coming into your own. I mean, you are an expert. I mean, and I'm an expert at gaining weight. You're an expert at getting me out.
We're trying, and we're learning as we go.
We are, and we definitely are, Brandon, which brings me to, you know how many people that we have now that are actually following us on Facebook and Instagram, and now they're starting, and it's the mm-hmm. obesity revolution has taken. It's not about me. The obesity revolution isn't about you or me. It's about a movement.
Yes.
It's about, it's bigger than what we're even seeing, as people are saying, I'm going to jump on board. I want to shout out to Cindy Rowe. Okay. Let me say this. She said back in March, Sean, she posted yesterday on Facebook. She said back in March, and I'm nobody. She said, back in March, I started working out, seeing your video, and now I'm down 110 pounds.
Wow. Awesome.
She said, because I seen that, and she said, I can't help. She said, you put this in my mind. What we did in one of our videos is what the body, mind believes the body achieves. And we've said mm-hmm. it over and over again. And she says, I can't help but do that. So that's the obesity revolution, is getting people that are going and getting on the train and getting moving and getting going and going forward. Is that right?
Yes.
So it's easy to start. I'm newbie at this. I mean, I'm just 9 months into it. Right?
Yep.
That's nothing. That's a sort of a that's great, but it's still just a tiny pinhead and a big hay bale mm-hmm. of what my life can be.
Yes.
So recently, I had a man who has inspired me, and I know, I mean, thank God, what he says, I've inspired him. And at least he says, I think he's lying or whatever. But it's my friend, Robert Hickman, who today is the first time we have met him. And he lives in St. Louis area. He came today. What did he do with us today for the first time?
He jumped straight into the workout.
He did. And he
got after it.
He worked the dog stew out of himself,
yes,
didn't he?
Did.
He?
Yes,
and
he
got with it. And he got jiggy with it, right? And he was there. So Robert Hickman has been on a weight loss journey and seen my video, watches, shares my videos. I mean, like nobody, and I'm honored. So we're like brothers. We're taking this by storm. I mean, we're big enough, you know, to take this down. So obesity's not going to kick, you know, our rear end anymore. We're kicking it back to where it came from.
Absolutely.
And I want to introduce my friend Robert Hickman. Welcome today. How are you, Robert?
I'm so tired. I'm good, though. I'm good. A mutual friend of ours is who put me on to you, Sean, and I was like, why is he tagging somebody in my video? Because I was trying to, you know, promote a video of me, and I'm like, why is this dude tagging somebody else in my video? And then I went and watched your video, and I was like, oh, man, that's something I aspire to be, is someone who motivates other people through my journey. And, like, that's all that this is about. Like, I want to lose weight for myself, but I also want to lose weight for other people to see that it's a struggle. I have a blog that I write called The Journey of Struggle, because of the fact that it's difficult to do this. It wasn't difficult to get it, but it's a struggle, and it's difficult to get rid of it.
What was your highest weight, Robert?
My highest weight was the beginning of this year. I weighed 558 pounds.
558. Where are you at now?
Right now, I just weighed myself 2 days ago, 521.
That's great.
Man, that is awesome, Robert. Awesome,
yes.
Awesome. You've done that. You struggled. You did that. You're like, man, something that you said that I want to bring out. You're like, man, I didn't realize I was, you know, yeah, I was overweight, but I never really felt
I never really felt it.
What do you mean by that?
And that's what's weird is, you know, I mean, I knew I was big. I'm waiting on my wife to text me a picture because I want to show you guys this. Like, the chair that I sit on at home for dinner with my kids is basically like a butcher block of wood, because I can't sit in, or I couldn't sit in a regular chair because I would break them. And so we found this old table that has this wood, and it's the only thing that would really support my weight. And so when I sat in that chair and I broke the back off the chair, is when I really said to myself, okay, we've got a problem. And just those kind of things is when I was like, okay, maybe I am bigger than I think I am. Because I've got three kids. I've got a almost 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old. I still run around and play with them. I helped coach my 7-year-old's baseball team last year. Mm-hmm. And so I still run around and play with them. And to me, I didn't feel like I was big. But then I started noticing, like, T-shirts wouldn't fit correctly. Mm. Getting in the vehicle to get in my car to go to work daily was becoming difficult.
Struggle was real.
And then, like, people around me would be like, oh, man, you don't look that big. And I'm like, oh, yeah, how much do you think I weigh? And it was almost kind of like that carnival, the you know, the little game, like, can you guess my weight? And then people would be like, oh, you probably weigh, like, you know, 390, 350. And I'm like, no, I got you by 200 pounds. And they're like, what?
That's my backside.
Yeah. and then that's when I really was like, okay, maybe I do have an issue.
So, Robert, you and I are not the stereotypical fat guy or morbidly obese person. The stigmas that come surrounding your coaching, we're not eating pizzas every day, you know, or two or three at a time. And we're sitting here not realizing that we are fat or have a problem, although we are. It's like that elephant, you know, walking around and knocking right. everything down.
Right, right.
And they don't even realize that they're that big until, wow, that light goes off, and it has to go off in us. So we're not that stereotypical fat person, Brandon.
No, you're not. And the more I am learning through this process with you, Sean, and with you as well, Robert, is that the stereotypes are false.
What do you mean? Go ahead. Let's talk about this.
When we get to this, and there's always the exception, but when it comes to, you know, morbidly obese individuals, people who have not been there, not been through that struggle, do not understand it. They think, oh, it's lazy. It's self-discipline. They're like you said, they're sitting at home eating 3-4 pizzas a day and not right. doing anything about it. They don't care about themselves. Mm. And the more I get around this community, I'm realizing it couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
The lifestyle is completely different than what you think it is. And Sean has a fight, Robert has a fight, whatever that fight may be. And they're attacking that fight. But at the same time, I want to put out there for everybody is that we all have issues. We all have internal struggles. You guys are wearing yours. And that I mm-hmm. couldn't explain. I can have financial issues. I can have, you know, marital issues. But everywhere I walk, you don't see that. And when you guys are walking through and you're visually carrying that, you get these stigmas. People are all assuming this is why it is, why they're going through it, and it couldn't be further from the truth that I'm learning.
Right.
Man, Brandon, that right there, that's what we're changing right now, the collective weight of the world. And that's what we're doing, putting the fact to the fat of Robert Hickman, Sean Maroney. You are in a different scale, me in a different scale. We have this. We're wearing it. I mean, we got this
right.
fat. It sucks. I mean, the bottom line, it's the struggle. That's what we want the community of health and fitness people to see what you're seeing. That's what we got to change.
Yes.
And the medical field that they're putting us there, go see your doctor, and they're making us feel like a pinball machine. Go see your doctor. You need to lose weight. Go here. What do you think about that,
you
Robert?
You know, the one thing that I think is funny is a lot of doctors, if you're a big person, they just kind of push you off into this corner. And at the moment right now, I'm actually in the process of trying to find a new doctor, because literally I would go to the doctor and I go, doc, look, man, I'm not really feeling good. I got sinuses and all this stuff. And he's like, oh, you should go talk to the guys over at the weight loss center.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come in and I'm like, hey, I was doing something yesterday and I really pulled this muscle or something and I'm not sure what it is. And he's like, you should go talk to the guys at the weight loss center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, doc, I'm using Kleenex. I'm not sitting there not gaining weight. I need to figure out what's wrong with me to get the cold to go away.
Yes.
And so that was one thing that really made me go, okay, maybe I do have a problem and this doctor's trying to help me. But at the same time, he's doing it in an aggressive way that really is in the best way pissing me off, and I don't want to be there.
It's a passive aggressiveness is what it is. What you're saying, Robert, is it's like they're just passive, you know, about it.
Yeah, they're passing the buck.
They're like dismissive. Oh, wait a minute. They don't see it. Let's not do this. So, Brandon, we started the course. We're on the course, and then we have doctors. Mm-hmm. I got a pimple on my face. Well, you need to go see the weight loss doctor. Everything. I got diarrhea.
Yes.
Well, you better lose weight.
Yes.
Here, go see the doctor.
And part of the reason
is
the doctor's like, for me, The doctor's like, I don't have some of the things that you have, Sean. I don't have
lymphedema.
I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes. I don't have any of the heart problems or anything like that. So the doctor then looks at me and goes, okay,
you got to
go talk to that guy because I don't know what's going on.
Well, look at this real quick, and I want to bring you into this, Brandon. I've had doctors sit in there, and I've had trainers also. The trainers tell me to go see the doctor. The doctors tell me to go see the trainer.
Mm-hmm.
It's passing that buck, and then I've had doctors assume in the hospital they've run battery of tests on me, said I'm hypertension, said I'm high blood pressure, then I got blood sugar. They would run 50 or 60 tests on me to make sure that they weren't missing something and tell me that, put me on a restrictive diet in the hospital, and I said, I'm not that way. I don't have high blood pressure. Well, your high blood pressure was high when you got, I had an infection. My blood count was 24,000. For crying out, I'm going to have a high blood pressure at that time, and my rate's going to be that way. So they get dismissive, or I've had a nurse that said, man, I don't want to talk to you. You're a fat person. You have no right to even talk right now. You already put yourself in this position, so you just need to sit there. And that's when my wife had to turn them in the hospital, this nurse, and get me out of that room, out of her section, because that's the way people perceive that. Mm-hmm. So what's your thoughts to bring this in here, Brandon?
Well, one, it goes right back to, again, people can sit there and assume they can judge your situation because they can see your problem. They think, oh, this is what it is, automatically, because he is overweight. And don't get me wrong, there are risks with being overweight, but it doesn't mean every single person that walks in your door with overweight is going to have these issues. Not to knock off doctors or anything like that, because there are a lot of great doctors out there, but there's also a lot of lazy doctors out there as well. And you're a person coming in that they can, one, write a prescription off for real quick, because the more they write off with those, the more money that comes in, or the quicker they get you in and out of the room, the more money they're going to make. And it's very easy for them that if they don't sit there and know the exact answer, which a lot of times they don't, they've got to do some research, or, you know, they're not used to dealing with an individual such as yourself consistently, they push you off to something else. You know, and you've got to.
It's got to change.
Yes, it does.
It's got to change.
And then going to say, with that theme of judging the book by its cover, that doctor may see you, oh, they're this way because they don't care about themselves. Why should I care about them?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Have you felt like that, Robert?
I mean, yeah, because I had a doctor when I was a kid. You know, weight has always been kind of a weird thing for me. When I was a kid, I was small. I wasn't too big. And then around like 4th and 5th grade, all of a sudden I gained a little bit of weight, but I wasn't like crazy big.
Right.
But my family has always had a history of being big. My mom was 480 pounds, and my mom had gastric bypass surgery, and now my mom weighs like 180 pounds soaking wet. So,
yeah.
I mean, she's had that. And then I had a time period where I was almost looked like I was sickly because I was really thin. And but I was also playing 3 sports at the time. I was very active. And then I went back to being big again. And then high school came around, and I was a little bit smaller. But when I graduated, I was starting to get big again. And it was after I got hurt that I really, you know, gained all the weight, because I tore a rotator cuff. And I couldn't do anything for a year. I sat around my house.
And then what did we do? Eat.
And the worst part about it is, mentally, I'm still an athlete, so I'm eating and I'm containing. I'm bringing carbs in and stuff like that as an athlete, but I'm not burning those carbs.
I get that's what happened to me. I lost all the activity and did everything from that. I mean, I'm so with you on that. So here's the thing, Robert. You're part of the obesity revolution, right?
Absolutely.
We're taking this world by storm to change the collective way people in the stereotypical way. So you and I are on the course. So here's what I want to bring Brandon into, and I'm so proud of you, man. And I'm so glad we found each other, because we're going to do this. We kicked butt today in the gym, and we kicked each other. I kicked my butt. You kicked your butt. Brandon didn't kick our butt, so we'll take the onus off of him. He's sort of passing the buck there. If you ain't going to care,
Brandon was captain of the ship.
He wasn't even caring. I'm going to just put them through that. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. So Brandon, we got on the course, right?
Yes.
How do we stay on course? Admonish us, tell us, and everybody else out there that might have started, how do we finish strong the same way we started strong?
Keep progress going. And what I mean by that is find different ways to find your victory within a day. Find your victory within a week. I am a firm believer of having what I like to call a critical task list. I have a handful of tasks each day that I want to get done. It may be one, it may be five, but it's things that's going to incorporate me having a better life. So if I get those things done and check them off, I've won the day. Find something to win your day. And then also what I like doing with Sean to keep the progress growing, because progress equals happiness. When you see that scale go down, when you see yourself do something, you're pumped up. You want to keep it going. Yes. Now you're ready for the workout and stuff like that.
Which you always capitalize on. Absolutely. Whenever we have a high peak and I get these interviews coming in, and just wait till we hit the Today Show, and you're going to be like, I'm going to be.
Right.
My favorite part was walking in today and seeing Sean tell you. Sean's like, hey, man, I'm down. And like the look on his face.
Right.
And that's a great thing. And goals. I gave myself two sets of goals. Long-term goals, short-term goals. Short-term goals are things that I want to accomplish within, say, the next year. Long-term goals are the things that I want to accomplish altogether. So in my long-term goals, I want to be able to be at 245 pounds, which is what I graduated high school with. I want to be able to run a marathon.
Right.
Short-term goals. I've always wanted to fly a plane. Mm. Couldn't fly a plane because of my weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to fly a plane.
747, I can fly pretty well.
Yeah. I want to, and I'm accomplishing one of my goals at the end of this year. I'm running in 2 5Ks.
Mm.
So yeah, I've already set those. So you set goals for yourself, like Brandon said, but you also have this. You have a support system, and if you don't have the support system, whether it's your kids, your wife's, your good friends, your trainer, everybody, you can't stay the course.
That's brilliant. But, you know, think about this. I've had a bad track record myself. So, Brandon, give us one good truth nugget. He has short-term goals. I love that what you said, Robert. Short-term, long-term, we need to keep it. You know, Robert and I have been here. We got here. How do we keep that course whenever we've had a bad track record even?
Well, you got to find people that you need in your corner, just like Robert was saying. If somebody isn't online with your vision and what you want for yourself, don't spend much time around them. Find people that support what you're trying to do. But again, back to that progress, find ways to have those little victories and keeps that momentum going.
Good.
I'd like to go back to the time Sean was working out. Sometimes we want that big home run swing every time. Yeah, sometimes we just need to get on first. being said, we had a week and Sean crushed it. The workouts were great. We didn't miss any workouts. The nutrition was perfect, and he was down 2 pounds, and he was frustrated with himself. I go, Sean, that's progress. Oh, yeah, I know, but, you know, ideally it could have been 6, 7. It could have been 10 pounds. But I go, Sean, if 1 year from now you were down 104 pounds, would you be upset from this date down 104 pounds? He goes, oh, my gosh, I'd be ecstatic losing 104 pounds. Because if you lost 2 pounds every week in the next year, you'd be down 104 pounds. So progress is progress. This is a roller coaster ride. You will backtrack, but you will get back on track as well. So count your victories and keep that momentum rolling.
That's fire right there. Robert, it was a pleasure having you on.
Absolutely.
We're going to have you on more. You're part of this. We got this. You're part of the team support system, the goals, short-term, long-term. Now, here's the thing. I want to, in the upcoming shows, I came up with an acronym for obesity, O-B-E-S, you know, E-S-I-T-Y. I'm going to start sharing some of that stuff because that's my journey type thing, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that on another episode, we're going to have this amazing man about talking about a strategy on how he attacked the fat in his life and how he was able to do it. His name's Zach. He's incredible. Has an incredible following. We're gonna
follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's absolutely an animal. Lost a bunch of weight. We're gonna have him on an episode, and you don't want to miss that. But you know, it's about starting. You can start good, start strong, but we want to finish strong.
Yes.
And once you get on that course, stay the course. And as always, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
And I'm Brandon Glorm. Stay healthy.
Until next time, we love every one of you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glorm at theobesityrevolution.com.